Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard, and we're joined by Lisa Krabs with Habitat for Humanity, and we're going to talk about the new opportunity for an AmeriCorps volunteer to work with Habitat.
Yes.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. I wanted to talk about our AmeriCorps volunteer. It's a position that we have open right now starting September 2nd, and it's a year-long contract, and it's a service-oriented position, so we're really excited to have another AmeriCorps member joining us this year.
And how do they help out? How do they help out, and then what do they learn?
The position that we have open is for the Family Services Coordinator. And so what they really do, they help with recruiting families, eligible families for Habitat homes. They work with the families to make sure that they are eligible in terms of working through their financial situation if they have any issues or problems that would hinder them from qualifying. And then they also work with them to make sure that they're getting sweat equity hours and just fulfilling their partnership with us as a Habitat family. What they learn from it, I mean, they learn a ton of things because Habitat has a lot of hats in terms of what we are. We're a lender, we're a developer, we're a counselor. So we work with on a large spectrum of tasks. So the Family Services Coordinator would gain all that knowledge in terms of, you know, what are the current mortgage laws, lending laws, also gaining those soft skills and working with the individual families and helping them out. Also just learning about Habitat in general, who we are, what we stand for, our mission and our values.
And helping somebody put somebody into a home.
Exactly.
Oh, that must be very rewarding.
It is. It is. And that's why we say it's a service-oriented job, because you are, it can be tough and challenging in that you are working with families, but you want to, you're doing it for the better of them and the community.
Well, and you were saying before we started the recorder that there's going to be a lot of work to be done because there's some more homes being built.
Oh, yeah. Yes. This year, we're taking on more projects than we ever have before. So our goal is to complete 7 projects this year. We're shooting for 5 new construction and then 2 rehabs. And so in that, we're basically doubling how many families we're going to help this year.
And so you need help to do
that. We need help as well. Yes.
All right. And so where are these homes going to be built?
Right now we're planning, majority of them are in Knoxville. So we have 2 starting this fall, one on West Robinson and then one south of town. So any volunteer groups we can have to help those would be great. We're also starting one in Pella this fall, and more than likely, we'll start another one in Pella in the spring and one in the spring in Knoxville.
And so do you need additional volunteers? You need more people to help, new people, people that have helped before?
Everything. We're, like I said, we're pretty much doubling our capacity right now. So in terms of families, you know, we have a lot of applicants. So because of that demand, we're going to need more people, more resources, and whatnot to build the homes. That would also be part of the AmeriCorps job, is working with volunteer groups, recruiting volunteer groups to do those projects.
Well, that sounds like fun. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Lisa Krabs, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.